The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. When you put the accounts of Matthew and Mark side by side, which is always very helpful to do, because oftentimes they'll focus on different details because they're speaking to different audiences. When you put them side by side, you get a much fuller story. And Matthew reveals that actually the Pharisees first asked our Lord, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" Because they saw this man with the withered hand. And our Lord says to them, after calling the man up before them, so he's in the presence of everyone, so everyone can see this man's withered hand, he says to them, "Which of you, if you had a sheep that fell into a pit on the Sabbath, would not pull that sheep out and bring it to safety? How much more valuable is man?" And then he asks them, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" And they remain silent. And it says, our Lord was angry with them. Which reminds us that anger is a morally neutral emotion. Anger takes moral value based on what we do with it, but it is a natural response that surges up in our hearts. Our Lord could not have sinned. It's morally neutral. And what did our Lord do with that anger? It says, he looked at them with anger and grieved. And when I read that last night, I thought, anger and grieving, those don't go together. They often don't go together for us, or at least for me. But that was what our Lord did with his anger. And immediately I thought of the words from the letter to the Hebrews when it says, during his days in the flesh, Christ offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one able to save. It made me think of Padre Pio one time when he lost his temper with a man, and the man went running out of the church. Padre Pio goes and kneels down before the tabernacle and spends the entire night in prayer that the man might be converted. First thing next morning, the man walks into the church and asks for confession. My brothers and sisters, what do we do with our anger? May it bring us to our knees immediately. Lord, I give this to you. Let me do with it what would be for your glory. When I am moved to anger, may it lead me to grieve for others, that I might fight for their salvation.